here's a story from The World.
Across the globe, millions of asylum seekers and migrants are being left out of national vaccine programs. That's according to a report from the World Health Organization obtained by The Guardian newspaper. Activists in Europe say this is a big problem, both in terms of vaccine access and outreach. The World's Lydia Manalidou has more from Athens.
Back in Afghanistan, Rahima Yousafi was a security guard at a women's prison. Today, she's living at a refugee camp on Lesbos Island and is on the lookout for dangerous COVID-19 rumors.
My son, he has watched a video on Facebook that saying that we should never do the vaccination for COVID-19 because it will make us mad.
Crazy, yeah.
Do you
believe that?
No.
Yousafi wants to get the shot, but for now she'll have to wait. Greece started vaccinating its general population in January. It said that asylum seekers in camps would be incorporated into the vaccine rollout, but that hasn't happened yet.
It's a frustration. Public health is a state responsibility, and the state needs to take the initiative to reach everybody.
Apostolos Vaizis is a medical doctor and the executive director of Intersos, an NGO. He's on an advisory group that's working with the Greek Ministry of Health to coordinate a plan for asylum seekers. He says there is a proposal to go into all the refugee camps across Greece and vaccinate the more than 35,000 people who live there.
It's a good idea. When and how? That's another question.
He says getting this population vaccinated has been slowed down by bureaucracy and politics, and that that's been really frustrating.
And of course, everybody else needs to be vaccinated. Don't get me wrong. I'm not just a refugee friendly and against the rest of the people.
He says people in refugee camps are at a higher risk of contracting the virus. He and his colleagues analyzed case numbers in Greece and found that, compared to the general population, the risk of COVID-19 infection was up to 3 times higher for people living in camps.
Because first of all, they cannot keep a distance. They have to leave many people together. They cannot wash their hands because there's not enough water.
And protective equipment, like masks, is also scarce. This is why Vaizis says this population should get priority. But right now, the only asylum seekers eligible for the vaccine in Greece are those whose camps are in popular tourist destinations. The government is rushing to vaccinate everyone on the Aegean Islands as the country reopens for tourism in about a week. At the refugee camp on Leros Island, authorities played a message over the camp's loudspeaker recently to let residents know they could sign up for the COVID-19 vaccine.
But nobody registered for it.
Katarina Kahane is with Echo 100 Plus, an NGO on Leros. She says up until then, there had been no official campaign to get asylum seekers educated on the vaccine.
This basic information, what is the vaccine about, how does it work, what kinds of vaccines there are, nobody told them. Yeah? So there is a huge lack of information.
And she says it's fallen to people like her to fill that gap. Kahane turned to a WhatsApp group and asked fellow NGO workers to send vaccine information in Farsi, Arabic and Somali. Those are the main languages spoken at the camp on Leros.
We immediately used it and, you know, we printed it out and had folders and were walking through the camp and around the camp and gave it to people.
She says just like in the general population, people within the camp were skeptical. Kahane worries about outreach if and when vaccines become more widely available for asylum seekers in the country. We contacted several Greek agencies to find out the status of the plan for all asylum seekers, but did not hear back. Other European countries have moved more quickly than Greece.
Across Europe, the situation is actually better than maybe expected.
Catherine Woolard is with the European Council on Refugees and Exiles, an alliance of more than 100 NGOs across 40 European countries. She says asylum seekers in several nations are able to access vaccines along with the general population. One example is Germany,
where very quickly people who were being accommodated in centres were vaccinated.
She says other countries like Switzerland and Ireland are also prioritizing vaccinating asylum seekers who are living in centers and detention facilities. Woolard is also tracking what governments are doing to reach asylum seekers in their own language. Belgium, France, and the Netherlands, for example, issued vaccine-related information in different languages.
أسعد الله أوقاتكم سيداتي وسادتي.
Switzerland has been running this TV and video campaign about the COVID-19 vaccine in more than a dozen languages. Woolert says her group will continue monitoring vaccinations for asylum seekers across Europe. Meanwhile, she's also concerned about other groups falling through the cracks. That includes people who are undocumented and displaced, like the Roma people, an ethnic minority in Europe. Woolert says European countries have a lot of work to do to ensure those people aren't left behind either. For The World, I'm Lydia Emmanouilidou in Athens, Greece.
From PRX.